Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, June 19th. We'll start, as always, with our news and notes. A couple injuries to talk about. Thankfully, nothing too severe. Mikel Garcia still out with left hand soreness. Joining him in the absences are Michael Harrison at the Rutschman, still out for injuries, say, sustained a few days ago. Wincell Perez has hit the 10-day IL with a left orbital fracture. His vision seems to be okay, no permanent damage, but nevertheless, scary. Brian Reynolds left the game with left groin discomfort. Mike Soroka left the start today in the second inning with left posterior hip discomfort. No further word if that's going to be an IL stint or not. Ryan Nelson has hit the IL, although this is retroactive from a few days ago, to the 16th with a strained right elbow. Very scary whenever someone has an elbow injury. We'll see if that becomes anything more severe. And of course, we will let you know. That's all it is for the injuries. Thankfully, nothing too crazy. A lot of the headline news was earlier in the week. We move on to talk about some rehab starts and recovery updates. Ellie De La Cruz made his first appearance in AAA yesterday. He played short and hit a home run. He will be DHing today as he is on his track to recovery. Emilio Pagan and Edwin Diaz had bullpen sessions, and Francisco Lindor is set to make a rehab start for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. A couple transactions. Seth Lugo hit the 7-day concussion IL last week. He's been activated. Miles Mastroboni has been DFA'd, and Jared Kelenic has had his contract selected for the Rangers, so we'll see him in a Rangers uniform sometime in the near future, most likely. That's the news and notes. So we move on to the notable performances from our hitters. And my top hitter of the day is the slugger in San Diego, Ty France. 3-for-4 with 2 home runs, including a grand slam off Jacob deGrom with 5 RBI total on the day. We'll talk about this game a bit more later. But Ty France has, and as crazy as it sounds, might be the best first baseman the Padres have had in a decade. Let me know in the comments if I'm forgetting someone, but he's steadily been fairly consistent. OPS hovering around 800, playing all right. Defense over there, Ty France, being a decent hole or a decent fill-in for a hole the Padres have had for what seemingly just years and years and years of veterans cycling through their first base side. Moving on, we'll talk about that game in a bit later. First, let's talk about the entire Cubs lineup. 16 hits on the day for the Cubs. I mean, they just absolutely ransacked the Blue Jays. Want to particularly point out Pete Crow Armstrong continuing an absolutely ballistic month of June. 3-for-3 with 2 walks and 2 stolen bases. A phenomenal day for PCA. George Springer went 2-for-4 and a home run in that game in a vain effort to try to claw this one back. Randall Grishuk went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk in the Tigers-White Sox game. Dylan Dingler went 3-for-4. Junior Perez, also in this game, his second MLB game, he homered off Tarek Skubal. So congratulations to Junior Perez for a very memorable first huge knock, or huge home run. You know what I mean. Jazz Chisholm went 1-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. Ben Rice, 2-for-4 with a home run. Luis Garcia Jr., 2-for-4, or 2-for-3, rather, with a home run. Rafael Devers, 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk since May 1st. I had to check because I've seen his name a lot recently. Since May 1st, his OPS is over 870. So managers, do be aware that Rafael Devers definitely not just heating up, but he is warm. That not quite boiling over, but we'll see if he gets there. Jung-Hoo Lee, 2-for-4 with a double and a stolen base. Owen Casey, 3-for-3 with a home run. And Samad Taylor, we get now to this Padres game. Samad Taylor has been excellent since coming up. 3-for-5 for him. Gavin Sheets went 2-for-4 with a home run and a stolen base. Wyatt Langford on the flip side went 3-for-5 with a home run. He's heating up, folks. Brandon Nimmo went 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Jeremy Pena went 3-for-5 with a pair of home runs. Jose Altuve, 2-for-4 with a home run and a double. Jack Caglione went 2-for-4 with a home run. Jordan Walker, 2-for-3. TJ Rumfield for the Rockies, 2-for-4 with a home run himself. Just about everyone in the Angels and A's game should be worth mentioning here. For a variety of reasons. I mean, this is one of the weirdest games you'll see in a while. 23 hits, except for, you know, a week and a half ago when that insane Brewer or just the insanity of all, every game in Vegas, basically. But I digress. 23 total hits, 23 total runs, 9 home runs in this game. But just want to highlight Tyler Soderstrom here, 3-for-3 with a pair of doubles. You know, didn't have a hit in this game? Nick Kurtz, who had 4 strikeouts. That is baseball. So, you know, it's the guys that you would expect to have home runs in the home run happy game. And Nick Kurtz, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. That's baseball, Susan. Corbin Carroll went 3-for-4 with a triple, double, and a walk. Ketel Marte, 1-for-4 with a home run and a walk. Byron Buxton, 2-for-4 with a walk himself. Mookie Betts went 3-for-5 with a home run and a double. And finally, Caleb Durbin has not been good this year, but he's been good the last couple days. 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. That's going to be the notable hitters. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all these hitters and more. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll come back with the really interesting roundup of the starting pitchers, the reliever report, and the preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We talk about the starting pitching on every episode, and this has been a very fortunate week for me as I've had a lot of easy choices for who's been my pitcher of the day. This one's no exception. Cam Schlitzler has been sensational this year. He is continuing that streak and reminding a lot of people that, hey, he's one of the premier pitchers in baseball for a very good reason. 6 scoreless frames, 4 hits, no earned runs, of course, 13 Ks in 6 innings. 13 of the 18 outs we recorded were via the strikeout, no walks, 96 pitches, 18 whiffs, 36 steals, 70%, 60% whiff rate on the 4-seamer alone. This was an excellent outing for Schlitler, and the way he pitches is so interesting. He basically throws 3 fastballs, the sinker, the cutter, and of course the 4-seamer, and they are all high velocity relatively, but still have velocity gaps, you know, in between them. There's a considerable difference, for example, between the 4-seamer or the cutter, and it worked to perfection here. 9 batted ball events, only 2 were hard hit. This was just an excellent example of how you can get swing and miss while also avoiding hard contact. It's something Schlitler has been so excellent at this year, and something he displays in full force against the Reds here on the Reds carpet. Still, excellent outing for Cam. Lowers his ERA to, I think it's about a 1.7 right now. So just phenomenal pitching at many places around the league. Tarek Skubal, many people's Cy Young favorite coming into the year, the reigning back-to-back Cy Young champion. 5 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 8 hits, 8 Ks. Actually, I believe that was 7 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk on 94 pitches, 13 whiffs on 35 CSW percent. So definitely probably underperformed in terms of results, how he actually pitched. This is a good start. Velocity was consistent, basically right in line. And I think we can just expect this is Tarek Skubal from what you saw in April to be back here, which is a really excellent pitcher. So seems like in the first couple outings, he's been totally fine since coming back, which is just absolutely incredible. Jacob Mizorowski pitched, and he went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 91 pitches. I mean, it's a Mizorowski start, so, I mean, the velocity leaderboard was completely full of him. 18 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. Fastball was sitting at a 101.5. It's kind of sustained there for the last month and a half, which is crazy for so many reasons. I remember Juan Duran sat at like 102.8, I think, for about one season. I think it was that 101.8, something like that, with his fastball for about one season. That was ridiculous, and then ticked back down. So the fact that Mizorowski's sitting there as starter is just absurd. And it's a great start, although not quite as absurd as his recent starts have been. Singled out a bit in the sixth inning, got a little bit away from him, but still, this is an excellent start against an excellent lineup. Bubba Chandler went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 K, 2 walks, 74 pitches, 9 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. Couldn't quite get everything cooking here. This is in Coors Field. Things are always going to be a little bit weird, but still kind of a gross outing. Not as gross as this. Kevin Gausman, 2 innings, 7 hits, 7 earned runs, 3 Ks, 4 walks, and 68 pitches. Just didn't have it working. Fastball got hit around. Splitter got hit around. Couldn't get enough swing and miss and enough chase, and couldn't locate well. And for Gausman, sometimes if those two pitches aren't working and the splitter isn't splitting, it can be a rough day at the office. That's what happened here as the Cubs absolutely decimate Blue Jays pitching. Tatsuya Imai, talk about weird starts. Six innings, three earned runs, six Ks, 11 strikeouts, no walks on 89 pitches. About the second time this year that Imai has had a really excellent start kind of out of nowhere. Granted, this is against a really poor Cleveland lineup right now that doesn't have Jose Ramirez, that has a back of the lineup that's just putrid, but still 20 whiffs, 36 DSW%, excellent mark for Imai. Jacob DeGrom, this is the weirdest start of the day. Day of weird starts, it's DeGrom's though. Six innings, six earned runs, six hits, nine Ks, three walks, 106 pitches. As an owner, I think you are fine with this because you know DeGrom is so talented that he'll be fine. But still, what in the world, Jacob? Six runs in the first inning. And then just kind of cruise through the other five. 17 whiffs, just one of the weirdest starts you'll see. That grand slam allowed to tie France was earlier, and then just so weird. So dang weird. Anyway, Roki Sasaki, 5 2/3 innings, three earned runs, four hits, six Ks, one walk on 90 pitches. Cruised through five innings, trouble in the sixth. Got away with it though and ended up doing just fine. 16 whiffs, 34 CSW%, maybe most notable of all, fastball was sitting at 98.7, so that high velo Roki that was projected to come over from Japan, maybe not like sitting 100, still he's way up there in the velocity leaderboard, and that's what you need to see for a guy whose shape is bordering on problematic. Ranger Suarez was one of the pitchers highlighting my game of the day pick for yesterday. 6 2/3, no earned runs, one hit, five Ks, three walks on 94 pitches. Makes me happy to say I was excited for this one. And Bryce Miller dueled him pretty admirably. 5 innings, one earned run, three hits, seven Ks, no walks on 66 pitches. Hey, that seems kind of low, Carson. That's because Luis Castillo piggybacked off of him. 4 innings, four earned runs, seven hits, four Ks, no walks on 64 pitches. So a pretty considerable binary between a really excellent Bryce Miller start and a 9 ERA Luis Castillo outing. Mariners, do something, please. Oh, boy. But that's going to be the notable performances from the pitchers. If you want to know more about all these pitchers and everyone else who pitched yesterday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. We now move on to the reliever report, where I talk about who got saves and who blew it. First for the saves, Kenley Jansen picked up his 8th save of the year for the Detroit Tigers. Ryan Baker, his 19th for the Tampa Bay Rays. Pete Fairbanks picked up his 10th save. Rossdale Iglesias, his 15th for the Braves. Jacob Latz, his 13th for the Rangers. And Alex Lange picks up his 5th save for the ever confounding Kansas City Royals. Almost said Tampa Bay Rays again. They're also confounding. That's why I got confused. Now, who blew it? Matt Festa blew it. Two-thirds of a frame toss, one earned run, three hits, allowed some runs to come in, end up getting credit with the blown save. Could they claw it back? Not really. Daniel Espino made sure of that. The former top prospect, 1 inning, two earned runs off three hits, two strikeouts. Not a good day for the Cleveland bullpen as they lose 9-3. Mason Montgomery, not a good day for the Pirates bullpen, as has been ever so consistent with them. Two-thirds of an inning, two earned runs, three hits, one strikeout as the Pirates fall to the Colorado Rockies. And finally, maybe most notable of all, Ryan Helsley, two-thirds of an inning toss, two earned runs, four runs allowed, though. Total, two walks and two hits. Bad outing as the Dodgers walk off the Orioles in the bottom of the ninth. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more on all these relievers and then some. We now look forward to the slate of games here on this lovely Saturday. Hopefully it's lovely. The weather has been nice for me, but you know, we'll see. This desk is barely wood. Anyway, top matchups I want to highlight here. The Mets at the Phillies. It's going to be Freddy Peralta versus Christopher Sanchez. Battle of aces here. Angels at Athletics. It's going to be Jose Urania versus JT Ginn. Two pitchers that surprisingly sub 3 ERAs. So, hey, could be fun. And then the Padres at the Rangers, it's Walker Buehler versus Nathan Eovaldi. Two veterans. Weird to call Walker Buehler a veteran, but that's absolutely what he is. Two veterans going at it here. And finally, my game of the day is going to be the Brewers at the Braves. It's Kyle Harrison versus Chris Sale. These are two of the better pitchers in baseball, two extremely interesting lefties, and I'm really excited to see them pitch. That's going to be my game of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV access to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson McCarr. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Good luck with the rest of your week, y'all. Take care.